This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without sending your kid to school with booze, then you're doing okay.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, this came out of a school there in Georgia. A kid brought one of those Cutwater lemon drop martinis in their lunchbox.
Oh, wow.
Now, to be fair to the kid, it looks like a seltzer water. Or it looks like a normal soda, right? It doesn't necessarily scream, this is alcoholic.
Okay.
But
so they may not have been aware what they were bringing.
Right, right. So the police department kind of posts this tongue-in-cheek little advisory and says, say, twin, before you send them babies off to school, check the lunchbox.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. And especially so, if there's things in there that maybe they shouldn't be taking to school.
Yeah. And so, like, they also included a picture of the lunchbox. And, you know, it had, like, a little bag of Doritos. It had some snacks in it.
Yep.
But then it also had the 11% alcoholic beverage of the lemon drop martini, which...
Yeah. Which, it looks like a lemonade.
Yeah, it does. And I don't
although it does say lemon drop martini on it, but then maybe the kid may not know what a martini is.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if you've had any of those like Cutwater lemon, but I mean, they're pretty good. They're pretty good. They're pretty good. Right, right, right.
But not a Capri Sun.
Right. That's what they said. They're like, that is not a Capri Sun. That is not apple juice. That is a whole parent had a long night starter pack.
Oh, yes. 1,000%.
Oh, shoot. So, yeah, it just a quick like, hey, put some eyes on the old lunchbox if your kid is packing their own lunch before you send them off. That's all it is. So
now little Johnny done pulled up third period. Talk about who want fruit snacks.
who wants some martinis? Oh, shoot. Yeah, that's fun. But yeah, would love to hear, and I know I've got some we've got some educators listening, but like, what's the craziest thing a student has brought to school? All right.
You had to have a couple of things. Maybe it was a show and tell. Maybe it accidentally got in lunchbox.
Yeah.
In the backpack.
Yeah, exactly. Want to hear those stories on 99.7 DJX. And when I tell you that you're not going to be prepared for what Brent has to say, I...
That was so far out of left field, it wasn't even in the stadium of my mind.
I almost choked on my coffee when I heard it, all right? So that is coming up in moments on 99.7 DJX.